The ravine narrowed yet further until it was a mere cleft between the walls of rock. Firedrake shot along it like a thread passing through the eye of a needle. At the far end, it opened out into a wide, desolate valley lying among the mountains like a shallow bowl filled with stones. No foot seemed ever to have trodden here. Only the wind blew through the scant grass. Firedrake landed at the foot of the mountain as round as a cat's arched back. Other mountains rose behind it. Snow-covered peaks shone glittering white in the sun. With a sigh of relief, Sorrel dropped from Firedrake's neck and fell into the grass.
"I wouldn't want to do that again in a hurry," she groaned. "Not in your life. Puffballs and penny buns. Oh, I feel sick."
She sat on the ground, picked some grass from between the stones, and stuffed it rapidly into her mouth. Ben slipped off Firedrake's back, carrying Twigleg. He could still hear the screeching of the young rock in his ears. His pants were torn, his hands were scratched, and he lost his Arab headcloth in the tangled branches of the giant rock's nest.
"My word,"
said Sorrel, giggling at the sight of him.
"You look as if you've been trying to steal blackberries from the fairies."
Ben plucked a few dead leaves out of his hair and grinned.
"Wow, so glad to see you three." "Well, it's Twigleg you have to thank," said Sorrel, putting away the little flask of moon dew among Ben's things. "Twigleg, and the dracologist. Without her moon dew, Firedrake would have had to go in search of you on foot."
Ben put Twigleg on his arm and tapped his nose. "Thank you very much indeed," he said. Then he patted Firedrake's long neck and nudged Sorrel on the ribs.
"Thank you, thank you, thank you all," he repeated. "I really did think I was going to end up as bird food." "We'd never let that happen," said Sorrel, swallowing noisily and wiping her mouth. "Now, take a look at that clever map of yours and tell us where we are."
She pointed to the mountains around them.
"Do you think you've been here before, too?"
Ben looked around and, smiling, shook his head.
"Can you still hear the river?"
he asked anxiously. Sorrel pricked up her ears.
"No, I haven't heard it for quite some time, but unless I'm much mistaken," she said, pointing to the snow-covered peaks, "those are quite a bit closer."
"You're right," said Ben. Beside him, Firedrake stretched and yawned.
"Oh dear," said Ben, "now you've missed your sleep again."
"No, never mind," said Firedrake, yawning once more.
"What you mean, never mind?"
Sorrel shook her head.
"You have to sleep. Who knows how many more mountains we'll have to cross. We've probably got the worst of the journey still to come. How are you going to manage if you're yawning all the time?"
Sorrel clambered a little way up the slope to look around.
"Hey!"
she suddenly called down to the others.
"I found a cave! Come on up!"
Wearily, Firedrake and Ben climbed up to join her.
"Let's hope it doesn't have another of those horrible basilisks living in it," murmured the dragon as Sorrel disappeared into the dark mouth of the cave. "Or did any of you happen to have a mirror with you?"